Let's welcome in Eric Semmel, of course, from Tab Computers. It's Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays here on WTIC from 9 to 11. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Brian. A little under the weather. Got a cold coming back from my vacation, but I'm okay.
Everyone seems to... Did you take a plane?
We took a plane, but we spent most of our time in line trying to get back into the country. Nothing like 300 of your favorite Americans all standing close together like cattle waiting for three people to process your credentials. Isn't that great?
Yeah, super duper. Just one of our neighbors, you know, went overseas for vacation and they got COVID on the way home. So, I mean, that's not fun. So I hope you feel better. We'll try to take it easy on you today. Couple things I want to get to. We discussed off, you know, through electronic channels. One is a little bit of a curveball, but full disclosure, I mean, I have a very small amount of AT&T stock, so whenever news flows as it relates to AT&T, it gets to my inbox.
Yeah.
And they seem to have a ton of problems, right? I mean, there's always seemed to be something. What happened last week with them?
Well, it's the same thing that happened with a lot of companies that used a provider in the cloud called Snowflake. Snowflake has been in the news. They are some sort of data analytics cloud company, and these major brands used Snowflake to do data analytics. And they put their customer data into this cloud and did not use two-factor authentication, so the bad guys got in. I mean, you use a password of ice cream, and people figure that out. And now they exfiltrated 110 million users' phone records. And now the bad guys have, you know, intimate knowledge of who you call if you're an AT&T customer, or if you're a non-AT&T customer, they know also who you are. So they can now target you with very intricate scams because they can act and spoof those numbers and act like your Aunt Betty is texting you saying, "Hey, you know, Brian, I need something, and please send this gift card or send this cash to me via whatever," and they're going to be able to be more smart about attacking their victims now, thanks to, again, putting this data in the cloud like this.
Yeah, you know, the cloud was supposed to be some cure-all. I never lend Aunt Betty anything, by the way. She's not a very good aunt, so she doesn't get much. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Tech Tuesday here, and of course, Computer Talk with Tab on Saturdays, 9 to 11. You know, I'm pretty fascinated. I still have, and I haven't turned it on in about at least 5 or 6 years, I still have my Mac from my freshman year in college in 1990.
Wow.
If I turn it on, it would work, probably. I don't know. I wonder if it would. I have to find it. But, I mean, there is old technology. Does it tend to hold up, and do people still use it?
It does. I mean, it's interesting. There's an article out there about the German Navy. They're just now replacing their floppy disks, their 8-inch floppy disks.
What?
I started
Are you
my
serious?
Career. Yeah, no, I started my career back in 92, actually 90, at UConn, working for a company that used 8-inch floppy disks. And these warships are now going to finally replace their 8-inch floppy disks for their Brandenburg-class frigates. And it's amazing. I mean, part of it is it works, just don't, you know, it's not broken, don't fix it. A lot of the times on our show, we do joke about, you know, even, you know, just maybe 5 or 7 years ago, even our warships were using Windows XP. But it's one of those things where when it comes to any kind of military scenario, they like to keep reusing what works. And in this case, it's still the case. I even read an article about the San Francisco trolley system or train system over there that's using still 5.25 floppies. Floppy disk.
It's crazy.
So it just works.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Boston still did it too, because their transit system is horrible. But I just, it doesn't say, even with that concept of, like, you know, if it works, it works. I mean, floppy disks in 2024 at a military level is pretty shocking. So that's pretty fascinating.
But no one's going to hack it, Brian.
Right. Well, I mean, I say the same thing about technology. I mean, it's sort of like, I don't know if this is good for you, but like when it comes to all the digital, like, you know, even the stuff on Snapchat, nothing ever goes away. Like the best way to do right. something is to write it on a piece of paper, show it to somebody, and then burn it. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
The old get smart days, you know, this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds is way more reliable than what we have now, which you never thought would be the case. I don't know if you, like, I'm fascinated, you know, this company Wiz, and again, like, if this is a curveball, you can't speak to it, then don't, I apologize. But this is a company, it's a cybersecurity company founded in 2020 that Google's going to buy for $23 billion. That's insane to me. Oh my gosh. I mean, what do they do that's so good?
I don't know. I saw that news story as well. I didn't have a chance yet to get into it. I'm just getting back from vacation. But
have you even heard of the company?
Like, no, I didn't hear about it until I heard about just the news that they bought it. I guess they say they're the number one cloud security software for modern cloud protection. Based on all the issues we're discussing with cloud hacks and cloud vulnerabilities, that's great, Wiz. But when you have no 2FA on your password, I don't think the Wiz would have stopped some of these issues when it comes to the Snowflake breach. But more power to them. If they've got a better mousetrap, great. We'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, people write some big checks. Who bought Yahoo? Didn't Yahoo? There was, like, a major phone carrier that spent, like, billions on Yahoo, and that didn't go so well. So just because you spend a lot of money on IT doesn't mean you're going to make a lot of money.
I just think that whoever founded that company to get an ROI in 4 years like that is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty really good. Incredible. Yeah, Google bought it, right?
Yeah. Well, they haven't. It's not official, but they're
right.
in deep talks to do it. Just really quickly, 30 seconds. The data breach and such that sort of affected the auto industry and the dealers. Is that over?
Yeah. No, it's not over yet. It basically has probably impacted the auto industry to the tune of more than $600 million. There's still aspects of the CDK system that are still down, and there will be lawsuits aplenty, I'm sure, from dealers and what have you, even individuals whose data was compromised by this breach. So again, when you put your eggs in that one cloudy basket and it makes itself a nice target for the bad guys, there's plenty of auto dealership software that runs on-prem locally that were not impacted by this at all. So just because somebody at a party told you to go to the cloud, you may want to think about it twice because you're still responsible for what you put out there no matter what happened.
The lesson for today, Eric, is go floppy over the cloud. I think that's the new
trend.
There you
go. Floppy,
listen, I hope you feel better. I hope the trip was good, and we'll talk to you next week.
It was. Sounds good, Brian. Talk to you later.